our brother Wu, who will share God's message with us. Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天再有一次跟大家有一点的分享。
I'm really delighted that today once more I can have a little bit of sharing with you.
这一次因为到 Richmond 来聚会，所以我就在东岸多停一个星期。
This time I came to the East Coast because I went to the Richmond Fellowship, so I could spend a little bit more time in the East.
因为已经两年没有来 New Jersey了，所以浑身欠了很多的债。
It's been 2 years since I last came here. I feel I'm so full of debt.
所以这一个星期里面，我要到五个地方看望弟兄姊妹。
So in this week, I will go to 5 fellowships to visit brothers and sisters.
但是只有一个地方，我是来两次的。
But there is only one place.
就是在你们当中。
And this is in your congregation.
我也实在很看到今天看到很多年轻的弟兄姊妹在做。
And I'm very pleased to see so many young people in our midst today.
因为我们年纪越来越大啊。
Because we are growing older and older.
我们看到越看到年轻人，我们里面就觉得是有希望的啊。
And the more we see young people, the more we feel that we do have hope.
我们实在感谢主，因为我们是同有一位的主。 我们是在这里做同一个见证。
And we thank the Lord that we have the same Lord and we hold the same testimony.
我觉得你们不是接续我们做什么。
It's not that you're taking the part of what we have been doing.
我们是一同连上这位为我们死而复活的主。
But we are together growing into the very Lord who has died and resurrected.
所以我们在不同的年代，不同的年龄。 我们做耶稣基督复活的见证。
So even with the differences of ages, but together we bear the witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上我们交通到以弗所书里面一些的信息。
Last night we shared some of the messages in the book of Ephesians.
弟兄刚才提到说我交通第一章。
Our brother just mentioned that I shared on chapter 1.
其实是第一章一个晚上是没有办法讲完的。
But actually, it's impossible to finish chapter 1 just for one night.
我昨天已经提过这个钟马田弟兄，他以弗所书讲了230次。
Last night I mentioned this brother, Zhong Ma Chen.
Lord Martin Jones.
Lord Martin Jones, who shared on this message for 230 times.
他第一章就讲了37次。
And if even for, just for chapter 1, he shared 37 times.
那第二章呢，就又讲了33次。
And another 33 times for chapter 2.
所以我们没有可能，我们是在讲第一章或者讲第二章。
So it's impossible to finish both chapter 1 and 2.
但是我们就愿意在第一章跟第二章的信息里面，我们希望得到一点的帮助。
But I hope that we could all be helped by some of the messages in chapter 1 and 2.
好不好，我们今天来翻开第二章。
Shall we please turn to chapter 2?
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2, book of Ephesians.
我们从第一节，我们就看前面的10节。
We will read the first 10 verses.
以弗所书第二章从第一节开始。
We will start with verse 1 of chapter 2, book of Ephesians.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在伯尼之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not of works, lest any should boast.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们圣经就读在这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有想到，今天最重要的事情是什么？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought, what's the foremost thing for today?
或者是说我有没有参与一些重要的事情，或者是我是在一些不关重要的事情里面打滚。
Or to put it this way, am I involved in the important things, or am I just wallowing in some peripheral things?
或者是说谁的作为是最重要的。
Or to say, whose deed is the most important?
我想如果你是一个聪明的人啊，
And I suppose that if you are smart,
你一定是挑一些最重要的事情你在那里参与。
And then you will pick up some very important things and into which you will get yourself involved.
我知道现在年轻人要进好的大学实在是很困难啊。
I know it is quite difficult for our young men to get into a good college.
所以我非常同情你们啊。
So I'm fully sympathetic to you.
我们以前进大学比你们容易很多啊。
For us,Before, when we were young, it's much easier for us to get into college.
所以你们就用想尽各样的方法啊，来增加啊，你们的那个 credit 啊。
So I know you've been doing all you can to make it look better for your merits as it appears on your application.
但是你知道最重要的是什么的话
？But do you know what is the most important? If you do know it,
那你一定就抢着去做。
Then you will, by all your means, trying to grab it and do it.
因为那个是最得分数最高的。
And because that would give you the most of your scores on the application.
我实在觉得今天很多时候我们很努力，我们想做好。
I strongly feel today that we've been trying so hard to do good.
但是我们忘记了只有神要做的事情才是最重要的。
But we've forgotten that it is only the thing that God wants to do is the most important.
今天不是你我的感觉怎么样。
It's not up to how you and I feel.
今天是神的感觉最重要。
It is how God feels, which is the foremost.
昨天晚上我们讲到以弗所书第一章的时候。
Last night, as we shared on chapter 1 of the epistles of Ephesians.
那一开始就讲到神的旨意。
There it started with the will of God.
在第一章第一节到第十四节里面四次提到神的旨意。
From verses 1 through 14, four times the epistle mentions God's will.
他在这里提醒我们什么是最重要的事情。
Here we've been reminded that what's the most important thing.
那我们怎么样能够连到神所做的事情上面呢？
Then how can we be connected with the deeds of God?
但是他第一章又告诉了我们。
And in chapter 1 we also read.
他在基督的里面已经拣选了我们。
God in Christ has already chosen us.
而且把我们放在基督的里面。
And he has already put us in Christ.
而且何解告诉我们说神在基督以外不做事情。
And also, apart from Christ, God does nothing.
只要我们肯停留在他的里面。
So, as long as we can, we are willing to stay in Christ.
只要我们怎么样停留在基督里呢？
Then how can we stay in Christ?
我们讲到我们要注目一直 fix our eyes 在耶稣的身上。
I mentioned that we have to continue to fix our eyes on Christ.
当我们注目仰望我们的主的时候，
When we fix our eyes and look upon our Lord,
我们就知道我们的主他要在那里做成他自己的工。
We know that our Lord will complete the work of his own.
有一位很认识主的人，他说今天呢，基督徒生活当中最缺乏的莫于惊奇感。他说今天的 Christian lacking in Christian life today as a sense of wonder. 就最 lacking, 最 the most lacking in Christian life today is as a sense of wonder. 所以今天基督徒他们没有这个惊奇感。
So today's Christian do not have this sense of wonder.
所以今天好像没有对主发出真正的感谢与赞美。
So today we do not offer to God the real thanksgiving and praises.
在诗篇103篇第一、第二节那里告诉我们。
In Psalm 103 we read,
他说我的心你要称颂耶和华。
My soul praise the Lord.
说凡在我里面的你要称颂他的圣名。
All that's within me, praise his holy name.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
My soul, praise the Lord.
不可忘记他的恩惠。
Forget not his benefits.
刚才他说，今天基督徒生活里面缺乏一种惊奇感。
And we just mentioned that this brother said that today in Christian's life we're lacking of the sense of wonder.
你说是惊奇什么呢？
And you may ask,
是惊奇神的恩典。
We're wonder about what? That's we're wonder about God's grace.
如果我们里面有这个惊奇感的话，
If we do have the sense of wonder,
我们里面就对神有一个称颂敬拜的心。
Then within our hearts we do have this a feeling to worship.
我们就不能够忘记他的恩惠。
Then we should not forget all his benefits.
我们今天很多时候我们不够清楚知道神的恩典是多么的浩大。
Today, because we do not know clearly how vast our God's grace is.
当然，另外一个角度来看。
If you view it from another perspective.
我们一方面我们不够认识神恩典的浩大。
On the one hand, that we do not know the vastness of God's grace.
那其中有个原因呢，是因为我们不认识我们自己是多么的败坏。
One of the reasons is that we do not know how corrupt we are.
以弗所书第一章里面讲到神的荣耀的旨意的时候，
Ephesians 1 when Paul talks about the great glorious will of God，
但是一到第二章一开始的时候，
But when he comes to chapter 2，
哎呀好像就是天上一下子就掉到地下来，
We feel that we simply drop down to from heaven to earth。
他一开始就说你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Here he says that youHe made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
今天我们的问题是一方我们不认识神的恩典的伟大。
Today our problems lie in first. We do not know the vastness of his grace.
第二点，我们也不认识我们自己是多么的可怜，多么的败坏。
Secondly, we do not know that how miserable and how corrupt we are.
所以神的话一开始就告诉我们说，你们死在罪恶当中，他叫你们活过来。
So in the very beginning, God's word says that you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
你知道今天人最怕听到一件事情。
Do you know that people today do not want to hear one thing most?
就是医生说你患了癌症。
That is when a doctor tells you that you have a cancer.
但是以弗所书第二章第一节那里讲的比这个消息还要坏。
But in Ephesians 2 verse 1, what it says here is worse than the
那里不是说你患了癌症。
Here it's not saying you have a cancer.
这里说是你们已经死了。
Here it says that you are dead.
比 比得绝症还可怕。
Isn't this more dreadful than having a cancer?
因为是已经死了。
Because you're dead already.
你们死在罪恶过犯当
中。You were dead in trespasses and sin.
这是我们本来的地位。
This is our position when we first.
你得了癌症，你做一点 chemo， 做一点什么什么 radiation， 再来个开刀，可能再吃点中药，可能还有点希望啊。
If you have a cancer, you might still have hope if you would go through surgery, chemo, radiation, or even having some Chinese herb medicine.
但是这个时候你们已经死了。
But here he says you were dead.
我们是这种完全的没有希望的这种光景的里面。
So we were in this totally hopeless condition.
弟兄姊妹，死亡的相反的意思是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what's the opposite of death?
是生命。
It is life.
约翰福音十七章第三节告诉我们说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永远的生命。
Know your God and the one whom you sent. This is eternal life, as we read John 17:3.
弟兄姊妹，我们本来是死了。
Brothers and sisters, we were dead.
但是因着我们认识独一的真神，认识耶稣基督。
But because we know the true God, the God alone, and the Lord Jesus Christ,
他叫我们活过来。
He made us alive.
弟兄姊妹，我们是一个死人活过来。
Brothers and sisters, we were dead and being brought to life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么大的恩典！
Oh, how marvelous this grace is!
哦，你有的时候你去看一些的医生啊。
Sometimes when you go to see doctors.
啊，尤其是你看一些中国的医生啊。
Especially when you go to see Chinese doctors.
啊，他的墙上都挂满了这个病人送给他的东西啊。
They would put up all the plaques and all the things.
就是说他怎么救过他的命啊？
Their patients, they're all saying, thank this doctor for all saving their lives.
哦，有的这个字是金的啊，是金子来做的哈。
Some of them are being put in gold letters.
就是充满了感恩的一个心啊。
All the plaques saying the showing their heart of gratitude.
但是今天我们是已经死了，但是我们的主叫我们活过来，这件事情在我们的身上有多大的一个 impact？
Now, today, we were dead and we were brought to life by our Lord. What great impact this should be on us.
因着我们的光景。
Because of our condition.
所以今天我们对于属灵的事情，我们实在是觉得非常的困难。
We feel it's quite hard to understand spiritual matters.
虽然我们重生得救了。
Even though we were born again.
虽然神的生命在我们的里面。
Even though God's life.
虽然有神的话给我们。
Even though we have God's word.
虽然有神的仆人来教导我们。
Even though we have God's servant.
我们知道了很多。
We know a lot.
但是我们真正的能够活出来的时候。
But when we are able to really carry out the teaching.
所以我们实在觉得很困难。
At that time, we feel very difficult.
啊，所以当有的时候我们看到我们的年轻人呐、啊，他们生命里面有一点表现的时候，哎呀，我们里面就是开心的睡不着觉。
So when we see among our young people when there's a change of their life, we're so delighted that we cannot even sleep.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们这个人是太不适合做属灵的事情。
Because we as human beings are so unfit for carrying out spiritual things.
我们里面跟神的事情是太相反的。
Our nature is so totally contrary to God.
所以第二节那个说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在伯尼之子心中运行的邪灵。
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience.
那你说随从今世的风俗。
Here the verse says, we walk according to the course of this world.
今天我们觉得我们随从今世的风俗，这是很自然的事情。
Today we feel it's such a natural thing to follow the tide.
但是圣经罗马书里面告诉我们说，你们随从圣灵，体贴圣灵的事，你们随从肉体体贴肉体的事情。
But in the book of Romans, we read that if you are mindful of the spirit, you do what the spirit says. If you're mindful of flesh, you do the things of flesh.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Now being mindful of the spirit is life and peace. Being mindful of the flesh is death.
中文是用同一个字，随从今世的风俗，跟随从圣灵的人。
In the Chinese Bible, they use the same word to the word which indicates following the course of the world and which follows the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个看到没有？我们一方面看到，我们觉得我们随从今世的风俗是很自然的事情。
Brother and sister, do you see that it's such a natural thing for us to do to follow the course of the world?
但是下面他跟着形容，什么叫做随从今世的风俗呢？就是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And then it continues to describe what is to follow the course of the world, which is to follow the prince of the air, the power of the air.
你看到这个问题就很严重了。
So you see how serious this is.
那下面就更严重。
And it says even more seriously.
其实就是现今在伯尼之子心中运行的邪灵。
The prince of the power of the air is the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
So brothers and sisters,
我们表面上看，我们随从今世的风俗没有什么问题。
Superficially, it seems it doesn't matter much when you follow the world, follow the course of it.
但是圣经里面说，你随从今世的风俗，就是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
But the Bible tells us that if you walk according to the course of this world, you actually obey the very spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
所以换一句话说，在现今这个世界的里面，有一种邪恶势力的原则在其中。
So we see that in today's world, there is this prince of evil spirit.
所以讲到今世的风俗的时候，我们里面就看到后面有一种势力，有一种能力，有一种辖制力。
So as we read, when we say that walk according to the power, the course of this world, we also see the power, the dominion of this spirit.
它就在这个世界的风俗的后面那里运行。
This spirit works behind all this course of the world.
以至于今天虽然重生得救的神的儿女们，因为我们不够认识这个黑暗的势力，我们觉得这不是什么大不了的事情。
Even among today's God's children who are born again, because we do not know of this dark power, so we feel this is nothing big.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样看的时候，我们就知道我们是在救人的里面是一个何等可怜的光景。
But brothers and sisters, as we consider the matter now, we know how miserable it is to be in the old man.
所以今天人在这里一直强调个人主义。
Today, people often emphasize this individualism.
那个人主义所带出来的结果就是拒抗一切的权柄。
What's the end of individualism, which is to resist all authority?
那最厉害的反叛就是说，人类今天否定自己是被造的。
The most severe rebellion is that today men deny that they are being made.
你知道，当一个孩子，当他反叛父母，反叛的最厉害的时候，他里面升华的时候，他就说出一句这样一句话：我从来没有叫你生我。
When our children are being rebellious,When they come to the most difficult time, they would simply say it out that I've never asked you to bear me.
I've never asked to be born.
I've never asked.
哦，这个很，就是你生我的，我没有叫你生我。
It is you who give birth to me. I never asked.
但是你知道，今天人否认神是创造人的主宰。
Today, men deny that God is the very master of mankind.
是同样的更厉害的一个悖逆。
So likewise, this is such a hardest, the most severe rebellion.
为什么人今天否认他是神造的呢？
Why is it today that men would deny that they're made by mankind?
他情愿他说是这个猴子变来的。
They say we're being born by, we come from monkeys.
其中后面有一个理由在里面。
Behind all of this, there is a reason.
因为在那个本质上面，他不希望在他上面有一个权柄。
Because in essence, men do not want there is someone above him.
他不喜欢任何人，甚至神在他上面。
He doesn't want anybody, even God, to be above him.
这个是因为是那幽暗的世界，那个悖逆之子的邪灵运行在人的心中，就产生这样的思想。
This kind of thought is brought by the moving of the darkness of this spirit in this world.
我们很多时候我们不知不觉的，我们就落在这种的思想的里面，受它的影响。
And very often, unconsciously, we have been impacted by this kind of thought.
另外一点，
Another point is,
人类始终想他自己可以满足自己。
Men always feel that they can be satisfied by themselves.
不需要神的帮助。
They do not need God's help.
啊，你看这个孩子啊，一大了以后啊，都是离家走得越远越好啊。
You'll see all the children when they grow up, they like to be far, far away, the farther the better.
我不是鼓励你们这里，希望你们这里大家都留在这里啊。
I'm not encouraging our young people to do so. I hope you all stay in the local.
在我们当中的那些这个南加州的，就是毕业就到北加州来，北加州的呢，中学毕业就叫南加州去。
But in my place, that all those who graduated from school in Southern California would go to the Northern California and vice versa.
好像一直想离开权柄。
They just want to get away with all this power, this authority.
你在那个后面，你有没有发现这个不好像是一个风气，但你看后面有一个势力。
But have you realized that it looks like the tide of today is fashion, but no, behind all this there is a power, some authority.
这种的思想并不是现在才有的。
This kind of thought does not exist only in today.
在伊甸园里面已经有了。
It happened in the Garden of Eden already.
当人在那里亚当夏娃拣选分别善恶树的果子，不拣选生命树的果子的时候。
Now when Adam and Eve did not choose the tree of life, instead they chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
分别善恶树是称为知识善恶树，当他吃了那个果子，他就可以知道怎么做。
Because after they ate of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would know what to do.
他有知识。
They now had knowledge.
但问题不在于知识错。
But the problem is that it's not that the knowledge itself is wrong.
甚至有弟兄告诉我们，分别善恶树本身并不是坏的。
And even some brother told us that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil itself is not bad at all.
但是它背后这个拣选里面有问题。
But there is a problem to that very choosing behind this tree.
因为他们没有拣选神所要他们拣选的。
Because they did not choose that which God wanted them to choose.
而他们拣选知识善恶树的果子，是因为他们说他们吃了，眼睛就明亮，就知道怎么样做，就不再需要依靠神。
They chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because they knew that after they ate the fruit from the tree, they would know what to do, therefore they did not need God anymore.
他们就向神宣布独立了。
Then they could declare to God that I'm now independent.
这是里面的问题。
And this is where the problem lies.
今天人也在这种光景的底下。
Now today men are also in the same kind condition.
但是很可惜。
But it's quite a shame.
人自从拣选了分别善恶树的果子以后，
Man, ever since he chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
他没有满足过，
he was never satisfied,
没有快乐过，
he's never been happy,
没有得安息过，
he's never had rest.
你知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
因为人的被造，
because man's creation,
人是为了神的荣耀而造的，
is to glorify God.
人是神所造的。
So men are created by God.
只有当人跟神一致的时候，只有当人顺服神的时候。
Only when men and God are in sync, and when men obey God,
他才会快乐。
Then men will be happy.
他才会满足。
Then he will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过这件事情？
Now, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of this?
不管你得到世界上多少的金钱、地位。财富
regardless of the money, riches and position that you
你看到人里面没有满足，
you will never be satisfied.
因为当神造人的时候，他把一个永远放在你的里面。
Because when God first created man, He placed this eternity in us.
所以只有那个有永恒性质的才在他里面能够给他那个最深的满足。
So only the thing that is eternal will able to give this person the deepest satisfaction.
他可以得到地上所有的财富。
So he can gain all the wealth.
他可以得到所有的所有的的名誉。
He can grab all the fame.
所有的学位。
All the learnings.
或者是所有的很多很多的孙子儿子妻子房子啊。
Or even many many sons, daughters, wives, and houses.
但是他不会有满足的。
But he will never be satisfied.
因为神造人的时候是照着他的形象跟他的样式造的。
Because when man is being formed, it's being formed according to the image and the likeness.
他里面有一个永远。
And there is this eternity in him.
哦，所以在传道书里面就告诉我们说，神造万事各为美好，又将永远，就是永生，放在人的里面。
So in the Ecclesiastes, we read that God has formed all things, in wonderful sense, and that He has placed this eternity in them.
所以为什么当你信主蒙恩得救的那一刻
，That's why when you are believing, when you believe in the Lord,
你里面满有喜乐。
There is this gladness in
you. 你里面满有满足。
There is this rest, satisfaction.
因为你得到神永远的生命。
Because now you have received this eternal life from God.
但是当你信了主以后，你没有随着圣灵而行。
But after you believe in the Lord, but you do not follow the Spirit.
你就发现你跟神里面出了问题。
Then you realize that there are some problems between you and God.
你里面好像这个满足喜乐平安没有了。
It seems that this satisfaction, this gladness, this rest disappeared.
只有当你再一次悔改顺服的时候。
Only when you repent one more time and when you obey God.
虽然有的时候当你顺服神的时候，你自己有一点好像是有一些损失。
So, when you obey God, you feel that in a sense that you've lost something.
好像你所要做的事情，你所要得的东西，你不能够去得到。
It seems the things you want to do, the things you want to gain, you can't get them.
但是当你顺服圣灵的引导的时候。
But when you obey the leading of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，你里面有生命跟平安。
Brothers and sisters, in you, you have this life and peace.
这是因为神造你的时候，你唯一能够得到真正满足乃是你顺服在神的里面。
This is when God first made you. The only peace and satisfaction is when you obey God.
弟兄姊妹，你明白什么叫做如鱼得水？
Brother and sister, do you understand what it means that as fish swimming in water?
人的被造乃是为了彰显盛装神的荣耀。
Men are created that so they can contain God's glory.
你知不知道神拯救我们？
Do you know that God saved us?
不是为了我们的需要。
Not for our own needs.
是为了他的荣耀。
But for his glory.
是为了我们能够盛装他的荣耀。
It's for us to contain his glory.
能够成为一个蒙恩的人。
To become people saved by grace.
能够成为一个新人。
To become new man.
能够成为基督的身体。
To become the body of Christ.
能够成为神的见证人。
And to become the witnesses of God.
神能够指着我们向后来的世代来说出他的智慧权柄荣耀。
So God can point at us and showing the people who come in the later age all his glory, wisdom, and wisdom.
当然在其中我们蒙了极大的恩典。
Of course, in the midst of all this, we have received such great, wonderful grace.
我们一定要搞清楚。
But brothers and sisters, let's get clear on this.
而且我们刚才讲到，在以弗所书第一章里面四次提到神的旨意。
In Ephesians 1, we just mentioned that four times Paul mentions the God's will.
神的旨意是要万有在基督里面同归于一。
God's will is to have all things summed up in Christ Jesus.
神的旨意是让他的荣耀丰富显在他儿子的里面。
God's will is to reveal all the riches of his glory in his son.
显在全地。
To be revealed in all the face of the world.
一切的被造有一天要脱离劳苦叹息。
All the creation one day will depart from the groaning and labor.
但是在这个日子怎么达到呢？
But before the days come,
他要先叫我们第一章第十二节那里说，叫我们在首先在基督里面啊有盼望的人，叫神的荣耀从我们的身上得着称赞。
In Ephesians 1:12, we read that, "For we who first trust in God will be to the praise of Him."
叫神的荣耀从我们身上得着称赞。
So that God's glory will be praised in the midst of us.
就是我们先给他得的，完全的得着。
That is, we first fully gained by Him.
我们让他做我们的主。
And we allow Him to be our Lord.
我们说我们不在主以外寻求满足。
And we say that we do not seek any other satisfaction apart from the Lord.
当我们这样愿意拣选他做我们的主的时候。
When we are willing to choose Him as our Lord.
不单只是一个一个。
Not only one by one individually.
不单只是年长的年轻的。
Not only the young and the old.
是一个整体。
But instead, as corporate.
所以我们昨天讲到，但以弗所书第一章一到十四节里面，十四次中文，英文有十二次提到我们。
So we mentioned that last night in chapter one that 14 times in English.
In English 12, from verse 1 to
14. In English version 12, and in Chinese version 14 times, it mentions we,
or
the equivalent of it.
这就讲到我们，这个我们是谁呢
？And who are we？
我们就是这个新人。
We are this new man。
就是一些蒙恩得救的人。
We are all those who have found grace in Him。
给召出来。
Who are called？
被建造。
Who are being built？
成为教会。
To become the church。
成为基督的身体。
To become the body of Christ。
让主在我们身上做主。
So that the Lord will be Lord。
不单指个人一个一个的做我们的主。
Not individually one by one。
教会。是他在教会也做元首，也做主。
But corporately, that he is the head of the church.
当他得到这样的一个人的整体的人的时候
，When God receives such a corporate man,
神的旨意就定到完成。
Then God's will has been brought to fullness.
因为他的荣耀就得到称赞。
Because his glory has now been praised.
所以我们在这里看到神永远的旨意的时候
，So now as we read God's purpose,
我们被拣选、被拯救，就带到这个里面。
We are chosen, we are redeemed.All these were being brought into this very world.
在这个过程的里面
，in this whole process，
我们从败坏、从死亡、从顺服仇敌，进到成为神家里的人。
From corruption, from death, from obeying our enemy, now we enter God's household.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件 win-win 双赢的事情。
Brother and sister, this is a win-win situation.
神得着我们。
God has received, has gained us.
我们在他面前蒙了极大的恩典。
And before him, we have received this tremendous grace.
我们实在不够了解我们今天所蒙恩的地位。
We really do not fully understand the very status possession that we hold as a redeemed.
所以一开始我在讲什么是最重要的事情。
So in the very beginning, I asked, what's the foremost important thing?
如果你在你的公司里面上班的话，刚才我的弟兄讲，我们都在很多都在公司里面上班。
If you have a job, you work in a company, as our brother just mentioned.
如果你想做一个成功的一个员工啊。
If you want to become a successful employee.
你老板最重要的事情就是你最重要的事情。
The thing that your boss looks most best upon, it should be the thing that you cherish most.
他的 priority 就是你的 priority.
So、
okay?
his priority now becomes your priority.
你们这年轻人还没有出去工作，我现在教一教你啊。你想升职加薪快一点，这个要第一个窍门。
Now, our young people, you haven't gone out to work yet. Let me share some of the secrets.
你的感觉并不是重要。
What you feel is not important.
因为你老板。就上面给他要完成的就是你要替他完成的
because what your boss wants to accomplish is the very thing you have to accomplish you do this and you will get a quick salary
如果你里面你真是这个头脑转不过弯来你强调啊，我这个 project 更重要啊，你说这个公司已经把你的 project cancel 了你有什么重要
but if you stick to your thinking that what I'm doing is the most important see your boss willIt will fire you, will get you out of position.
我们昨天讲到以弗所书里面的一个特点。
We mentioned last night there is one special feature in the Epistle of Ephesians.
他是把我们带到高处去看神的救恩。
That is, it brings us to the high place to have an overlook of God's salvation.
今天很多时候我们在低的地方，我们只看到我们，我怎么样，我的感觉怎么样。
Today, if we're standing in low places, we are only concerned about how we feel, what we want.
我没有看到那个大的那个图画。
We've never seen the bigger picture.
所以求主来恩待我们。
So may the Lord be gracious to us.
那你说我们本来啊，说我们从第三节，说我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体和私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜悦的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 3, we read, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这里中文说我们都在他们中间，英文是有一个 all 字。
Our Chinese version says we were among them. We were all among them.
中英文的意思都一样。
So both Chinese version and English version hold the same meaning.
弟兄姊妹，你要承认我们以前都在顺服空中掌权者的。
Now brothers and sisters, you have to confess that we had always been obeying the very prince of the power of the air.
没有一个例外，我们都在这些里面。
There is no exception. We're all in them.
都放纵肉体的私欲。
We all gratify trying to fulfill the desire of our flesh.
而且说呢，我们本为可怒之子。
And by nature, we were simply the children of wrath.
我们天生下来就是可怒之子，你承不承认？
Do you admit it that by birth, you were the children of wrath?
我们生在这个世界的时候，就带着一个悖逆的天性。
When we were born, we simply brought with us this rebellious nature.
在诗篇五十一篇第五节那里说，
Psalm 51 verse 5 we read,
说我是在罪孽里生的。
I was born in sin.
在我母亲怀胎的时候就有罪了。
I had sinned even when I was in my mother's womb.
今天我们里面有一个问题。
Now, today we have this question in us.
我们看罪是看一些的行为或者相对的我比他好一点。
When you look at sin, we see some outside deeds, or you say, oh, I'm better than the other person.
弟兄姊妹，你要从这个本性里面来看。
But brothers and sisters,you have to look at this from the very nature of sin.
我们生下来就是可怒之子。
We were born by nature the children of wrath.
你要承认你不是好东西。
You have to admit you're not a good person.
弟兄姊妹，这一点我们一定要搞清楚。
Brothers and sisters, on this point, we have to be very clear.
而且我们这个，我想这个属的话是在讲得非常的清楚啊。
Now the Lord's word speaks so distinctly.
他说我在罪孽里生的，在我母亲的怀胎的时候我就有罪了。
I was born in sin. Even in my mother's womb, I was a sinner.
你不要去爱环境，爱别人，爱你的同学，爱社会的风气。
Now don't you blame it all on your friends, your classmates, or even the tide of this world?
人出生不是中性的。
When men are born, they're not neutral.
你不要以为你自己是完全的正确。
Don't you ever think you are 100% correct?
你不要以为你落在试探的里面，你才会堕落。
Don't you think you become corrupt because you fall into temptation?
我们都在罪恶败坏的里面。
No, we are all in sin and corruption.
所以人一个最大的问题是，我们是从行为、从举足的角度，而不是从天性、生命跟态度上看我们是不是一个罪人。
Our biggest problem is that we do not see if we are sinners from our very nature, but instead we're looking at all the outward deeds to see if you're sinners or not.
你知不知道圣经里面神耶稣最恨恶的是哪一类类人？
Do you know in the Bible Jesus hated most what kind of people?
你读福音书你很清楚地看到。
If you read the gospel books, you could see this so clearly.
法利赛人比那些税吏公然犯罪的人更惹神的震怒。
Pharisees who would arouse God's wrath more than tax collectors or the other sinners who publicly oppose God.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们自满自足自负自义。
Because they're self-complacent, they're self-justified.
他们不认识自己的罪。
They would not confess their sins.
他们觉得他们不需要神的恩典。
They feel they do not need God's grace.
再没有一个罪比这个罪更大。
No other sin which is greater than this sin.
如果你觉得你不需要神的恩典。
If you feel you do not need God's grace.
你不需要神的帮助。
If you feel you do not need God's help.
这是罪中之罪，这是属灵的罪。
This is the sin of the sins. This is the spiritual sin.
向神独立。
Because you want to be independent of God.
因为你不需要耶稣基督为你钉十字架。
Because you do not need Jesus Christ crucified for you.
这个是最惹神震怒的。
This is the very thing that really arouses God's wrath.
很多时候不知不觉，我们里面就仇敌就把这种的思想进到神儿女们的心中。
So often, unwittingly,Satan would plant this kind of thought into even God's children.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯因他的大爱。
But God who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候
When we were dead in sin and trespasses.
他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
He made us alive together with Christ.
罗马书五章八节说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Romans 5a we read that only Christ when we were yet sinners died for us.
神的爱就向我们显明。
And God has shown us his own love toward us.
今天我们得救是本乎恩。
Today we're saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹这不过是一个知识。
Brothers and sisters, this is only knowledge.
这在我们身上应该有反应。
This is not only knowledge.
我们对恩典
reaction from us.
要随时有反应。
We should always have response to grace.
如果你实在觉得你是一个蒙恩的人
If you really feel that you are saved by grace,
你就不敢放肆。
You will not dare to be doing whatever you want.
不管有没有弟兄姊妹看着你
Whether people, brothers and sisters, are seeing you.
不管你在家里住还是在学校住。
Whether you live on campus or live at home.
不管你在这里读书或者到加州去读书。
Whether you study in New Jersey or go to California.
如果你知道你是一个蒙恩的人。
If you know you're the person who has found grace.
而且你要知道你本身是那么败坏那么糟糕的。
And if you do know that you were so corrupt, so terrible.
你在神面前你会过一个敬虔的生活。
Then before God, you will lead a godly life.
但是今天世界上这些独立思想、这些人文主义，一直在我们的里面，慢慢的把撒旦的思想渗到我们里面。
But today, though, for those people with individualism who want to live independently, Satan has already gradually put this kind of thought into us.
我们不知不觉，我们里面就中了。仇敌的火箭。
Now, unwittingly, we're now fall for the fiery dart of our enemy.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our God, our Lord.
当我们死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，他就叫我们活过来。
When we were yet dead in trespasses and sins, he made us alive.
这里说叫我们与基督一同活过来，是灵里面的苏醒。
Here it says that to be made alive with Christ is a spiritual revival, a renewal in our spirit.
这里中文有三个一同啊，一同活过来，一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Here we see three togethers. Together we were made alive. Together we were raised up. Together we were made to sit in heavenly places.
头一个灵的苏醒。
First is the spiritual revival.
我们本来是死在罪恶的过犯里面。
Before we were dead in sins and transgression.
这个罪实在是很可怕。
Sin is such a terrible thing.
你大家都听过这样的故事，如果你把一个青蛙扔到一盆热水里，它一下子会跳出来。
You've all heard of this story. If you put a frog into a hot boiling pot, right away it would jump out of it.
但是如果你把一个青蛙放在一个冷水的里面，
But if you put the frog into some cold water,
啊，它在里面觉得很舒服。
And the frog feels very comfortable.
然后你在下面拿个火慢慢加热。
And then you heat up the fire gradually.
啊，它觉得有一点温暖也不错。
And then the frog feels, oh, it's kind of warm. It's not too bad.
今天很多时候，神的儿女落在最终不是一下子掉到罪里面。
Today, so many times that God's children who fall into sin is not doing that by one shot.
所以你看到今天很多年轻的孩子是从抽香烟到大麻，最后吸毒。
So you see so many young kids, they start from smoking and then marijuana and finally being drug addicted.
所以当这个青蛙这个火慢慢加热的时候。
So as to this frog,
啊，
as
他是觉得这个滋味，虽然他不应该在这热水里面，但觉得也很舒服啊，好像你泡泡三分暖一样啊。
While you the fire is being heat is being gradually up, then the frog feel, oh, this is not too bad. It's not. It's like taking a sauna bath.
最后他就迷迷糊糊的在那里面，好像温温洞洞的睡着了。等他醒来的时候，已经煮熟了。
And then gradually, you know, the frog fell asleep and not knowing what's going on when it woke up.
你知道世界就跟这个一样。
You know, the world is just like this.
一开始你觉得你一点小的问题啊，过一点不太圣洁的生活也无所谓啊，啊，洗洗三分暖嘛啊。
In the beginning, we feel, well, we do some little unholy things. This is not big thing. It's like taking a sauna bath.
你知道圣经里面说睡的意思是死。
But do you know that in the Bible, death means to fall asleep?
但是叫你怎么样醒过来呢？
But how do we awake you?
很多时候，因着我们沉迷，我们睡着了，我们就等于是死了。
A lot of times that we fall asleep, it is equivalent to being dead.
你好像那个青蛙。慢慢的对没有感觉了，你知不知道？
It's just like the frog, gradually it doesn't have any feeling.
这是很可怕的一件事情。
Isn't this a terrible thing?
像死了的一样。
It's just like being dead.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
当我们真正死的时候。
When we are really dead, when we were really dead.
他叫我们活过来。
He made us alive.
他把他的生命给了我们。
He gave us his life.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们灵里面就苏醒过来。
When we believed in Jesus Christ, our spirit was quickened.
而且他这里告诉我们说，这样你们得救是本乎恩典。
And we continue to read that you're being saved through by grace through faith.
然后他说，他又叫你们与基督一同复活。
And he made you together alive with Christ.
你得了生命以后。
After you receive the life.
你知不知道主耶稣从死里复活？他在那里胜过死亡的权势。
Do you know that Jesus Christ was resurrected and he had already prevailed against death?
死亡不能趋近他。
So the power of death cannot bind it.
今天死亡也不能趋近你。
Neither can the power of death bind us today.
因为你与基督一同复活。
Because today you're raised up, you're resurrected together with Christ.
所以信主的人不单只有复活的一个盼望。
So those who believe in the Lord not only they have this hope of resurrection.
我们在基督里有复活的地位。
And in Christ we do hold this position of resurrection.
我们能够脱离旧人。
And we're able to get away from the old man.
我们能够过圣洁的生活。
We're able to lead a holy life.
因为我们已经与主一同复活。
Because we've already been resurrected with the Lord.
你知道他在我们这信的人身上所显的能力是多么的浩大呢？
Do you know the greatness of the power that God has toward us who believe?
就是神叫耶稣从死里复活升到天上那个能力今天显在我们这信的人的身上。
According to the working of the mighty power that God raised Jesus Christ up, now being working in us,
不单只一同复活。
Not only we are made alive,
一同坐在天上。
But also we sat together,
胜过属地一切的困扰。
In heavenly places, above all the worldly trouble.
今天我们信主的人，我们的地位是在天上。
Today, we who believe in the Lord, our position is in heaven.
我们是属天的国民。
Because we are heavenly citizens.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到你自己的地位？
Brother and sister, do you see your very own position here?
当主耶稣从死里复活，
When the Lord Jesus was resurrected from death,
好像我们的救恩已经够了嘛。
It seems that this is enough as far as our redemption is concerned.
但是他四十天以后又升到天上。
But after 40 days, he ascended on high.
坐在神的右边。
He sat at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，你们唱英文的都知道有一首诗歌 ，There is a man in glory， 对不对
？Brother and sister, if you sing the English hymn, you know this hymn. There is a man in glory.
你知道这是一件大事情。
Do you know this is such a great thing?
以前从来没有人在天上。
Before, never was a man in heaven.
当主耶稣从死里复活升天之后，
After the Lord Jesus was resurrected from the dead, after he had gone to heaven,
他在天上还带着被杀的印记。
Even in heaven, he still has the seal of being slain.
当约翰在启示录异象里面看到那位在金灯台当中行走的，他说好像是人子。
As John in Book of Revelation saw the vision of Jesus Christ, he saw the very one look like the Son of Man.
天上已经有人的地位。
Now in heaven, now there is a the position for man.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我天上有我们的地位。
Brothers and sisters, today you and I, we do have a position
in heaven. 地不能够再辖制我们。
The earth can no longer bind us.
这三个一同不单只把我们带到救恩的里面。
Now these three together is not only bring us into salvation.
不单只把我们带进得胜生活的里面。
Not only bring us into this victorious life.
而且把我们带到属天的地位的。
But lead us into the heavenly position.
叫我们不用在地上背重担。
So we don't have to bear heavy burdens on earth.
我们是属天的。
Because we belong to heaven.
因为我们的头在天上。
Because our head is in heaven.
我们也是属天的。
So we also belong to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace God gives us.
我们撒旦用各样的方法在那里要弄瞎我们的眼睛。
Satan with all his schemes is trying to blind us.
但是主的话叫我们能够明亮过来。
But the Lord's word will enlighten us.
叫我们知道今天我们在地上我们是何等蒙福的一群人。
So today we do know that on earth we are people who have received such grace.
叫我们知道我们得救是本乎恩。
So that we do know that we are being saved by grace only.
叫我们实在知道我们需要把感谢赞美归给他。
So we know clearly that we do need to give him all the praise and
叫我们经常觉得我们所蒙的恩典叫我们觉得惊叹。
So often we will have the sense of wonder because of the grace that has been endowed upon us.
叫我们知道什么是最重要的事情。
So that we will know what's the most important thing.
就是神要在我们身上叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
That is, God wants his praise, his glory to be praised in us.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
叫我们能够真正看到我们的地位的时候，
When we really see the position we hold,
我们能够在地上过属天的生活。
Then we will lead a heavenly life, even living on earth.
我们虽然在这个世界上生活，
Although we live in this world,
但是我们不属于这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
我们属于那世界。
Instead, we belong to the world.
求主恩待我们。我们祷告。
May the Lord be gracious to us all. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你的话一解开就发出亮光。
Because unfolding of your word gives light.
在你话的亮光底下，我们里面没有黑暗。
Oh Lord, in the light of your word, there is no darkness in us.
叫我们识破仇敌一切的诡计。
So we will see through all the schemes of our enemy.
知道在基督里是何等蒙福的一群人。
So that we are so blessed in Christ Jesus.
叫我们知道我们不单指我们的灵与你一同的活过来。
Not only that our spirit are quickened with you.
不单指我们与你一同复活。
Not only we are resurrected together with you.
也叫我们今天我们就与你一同坐在天上。
But today we sit together with you in heavenly places.
世俗仇敌再不能够碰我们。
The world, the Satan can never touch us.
叫我们实实在在 做主耶稣基督的见证人。
So that we would virtually become the witness of Lord Jesus.
让一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
求你祝福在这里的见证。
Bless the testimony here.
祝福每一个在你面前仰望你的人。
Bless everyone who looks upon you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.